And now in the last part of this program, let's listen to an excerpt of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop by three brothers, Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha. They share how Bhagwan advised us to practice so that we develop good voices to sing Sai Bhajans.
And coming to the next part, how do we practice? So yeah, practice is so important. How do we practice? Swami has given us simply one simple mantra, and that is Omkaram practice. Omkaram practice is probably the foundation of all the Prashanti Mandir singers. Om is extremely powerful. Om helps you to strengthen your voice muscles, Swami has said. And that Om has to come from the belly and not just from the throat. And Swami in Dhyanavahini actually has described how you can chant the Om. Swami says it should be like a plane which takes off, okay, and is in front of you and then has a tail sound to it. So, yeah, if you can give us a... So if we continuously do this, especially in the early morning hours, and in fact Swami has made it so easy because he has told us 21 times Omkar. Now there itself he is giving all the bhajan singers an opportunity to practice Omkaram every day 21 times. And in fact this Omkaram also has a lot of curative properties. Once our Pandit Jasraji had come to Prashanti Nilayam and we had invited him to music college. And he was talking to all of us. And when we asked him what is the practice that he does, guess what? He said, even he does only Omkaram practice. And he said, the beauty of Omkaram, and it's such a beautiful thing he said, everything in the world is round. If you look at the planets, they are round. Look at the sun, round. You can look at the stars, it's round. There is beauty in sphere. It is Purnam. Purnam adha, Purnam idam. Everything is round. Similarly, the voice also has to be round. It has to be spherical. And it is this Om which gives the roundness to the voice. It becomes a complete voice if you sing Omkaram.
So many accomplished singers, like he said, like Pandit Jasraji, there are so many people who have come there. And after they have performed in front of Swami, we have had the opportunity to interact with a few of them. One of them in fact said that practicing the word Hari Om is so very important to our being in Sur, which is the most important component of singing. So he says, just on the same note, if we practice Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om.
The important thing about this Hari Om, he explained, is that it has all these syllables, it has all these vowels being pronounced. Ha, Ri, O, M. And these are such important components to our bhajan singing. For example, for the E, if you have
Devi Bhavani Jagat Janani Mangalakarini Karunya Rupini
E. E is there. So when we do this Hari Om, that E part will help in this. And then for O,
Ram Hare Hari Nam Bolo Allah Sai Bolo Mala Sai Bolo.
That O part of it can be taken from that. And then of course M part is Manasa Bhajare.
Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam.
That M. With that M we'll get the steadiness. Similar to we also have like
Kasturi Tilakam Narayanam.
Go
Purana Kali Yuga Avatara Narayanam Govind Govind.
So when the Govind comes, you get that practice.
Govind Govind Narayanam.
So you know that in is also so important. All these vowels are so important, and that is what is covered in just this simple
So if you do Hari Om practice, that is another practice which is very helpful for culturing the voice.